You are listening to the Balanced Life Podcast with your host, Chris Biles, owner of More Balanced Training. Pull up a chair. It's time to share.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a Balanced Life Podcast. I am your host, Chris. I am the owner, CEO of More Balanced Training, fitness company where we do fitness, we do athletic training, we do, oh my goodness, we sell supplements, we have whatever you need. We're there to help you guys. We're very grateful to be doing what we do. I love what I do. There's nothing else that I would rather be doing. And it's honestly not just about working out or anything like that. It's actually, for me anyway, it's the ability to be able to help somebody achieve a goal or to overcome an obstacle that they've been going through physically. So for me, that's where my head is at, guys. That's why I do what I do. And so I want to share some of that stuff with you. So again, just want a reminder, this is the holiday season. Hope you guys are getting all your Christmas shopping done early. We got 1 week left. And man, it's amazing how time has flown. I just got back from a vacation myself, so that's why I was kind of missing in action. But back, going to finish this season out, wrap it up, guys. And then we're going to, most high willing, come back with another season. But today, I kind of wanted to talk to you briefly about some things. As far as training and personal training and all those type of things, and I kind of have been on the fence with my own life as what I want to do for the next step. I've already, if anybody don't know, I've actually applied and was accepted to my doctorate degree, to receive my doctorate degree. So maybe at some point, I'm not sure, but I maybe at some point be able to be referred to as Dr. Biles, which I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, so a lot of things going on in my life, but I just wanted to, kind of give you a little bit of that information where I'm at. If you don't remember, that's what I do. Okay, guys. But I want to talk tonight briefly about knee pain. If you have been doing, I'm just some information, just if you have not known, and let me get into this topic. This information is for educational purposes only. This is not deemed as medical advice. Okay. Information, guys. So if you have been living and doing any type of athletics or working out or anything like that, or even at this stage of the game, doing a lot of sitting, right? You may have at one point in your life experienced knee pain, right? Knee pain. Oh man, we've all been there. Knee pain is just terrible, right? But I want you to think, like a lot of times, what's the things we do? We go see the doctor. We go and we get the medication if the doctor prescribes the medication, right? And if to the worst extent of it, there's surgery that's involved, or hopefully before surgery is involved, there might be some type of rehabilitation that might take place. And then now if the knee is still not up to par, now let's go ahead and have surgery. Right. So it's a lot of different things when it comes to knee pain. And sometimes for the longest time, the research would not really be able to pinpoint exactly what the issue is. So I want to give you some information that you may be able to take in your own training, right? And also maybe to use that in your own life, okay? And that is more than likely, if for research has shown, more than likely, if there is a problem with the knees, it does not originate the knee, it originates at the hips, which means the hips are very weak. So think about this, guys. We talked about this before in the past, but when you look at how much we are sitting as a society, it makes sense, right? We are sitting way too much to be doing, to have healthy joints, right? The body is meant to move. We were designed, we were created, whatever your belief system is, if it was an accident, that's not here to debate any of that. But we were designed, created to move. If we look at our old civilization, we didn't sit as much. We were out active. We were working on farms. We were working to get our food. There was not grocery stores, right? Grocery stores is kind of a newer thing, right? There were none of these modern conveniences that we may have. There wasn't cars like that. Everybody couldn't afford a car. Or, you know, people had to work physically demanding jobs, which means, and people got hurt at those jobs, right? But in the long run, people were healthier because they moved more as a society. I've talked about this before in the past. We are in a situation right now where it talks about how the research out there is that sitting is now the new smoking. And we sit a lot. So what I'm coming to say this, guys, all the sitting that we're doing as a society, as people, right? I'm even sitting down recording this podcast right now, but all the sitting we're doing is affecting our knees. You look at the anatomy of the body, the knees and the hips, everything, all these different things, they're connected to one another. So if our hips are really tight, which they would be because we're in a position where the hamstring is always flexed or stretched, right? The hip flexors is always in a bunched up position. There's no stretch that happens there. The knees themselves, right? They're usually in a seated, like in a 90 degree angle. They're with their feet on the floor, right? Sometimes the knees be caved in, which means the hips are doing something different there, right? And all these different things, they all connect with one another. If you remember as a child or back, you know, I might be telling my age, but the older generation would know about the whole song, the knee bones connected to the tailbone, right? These things, right? So that was the best song that could ever have come out because it shows you the connection of the body and how there's a chain that goes from the feet all the way up to the head. And sometimes when we're in a bad position or very, what's the word? You're in a restricted position, or you're not doing something to your fullest potential by standing or walking around or things like that. There becomes imbalances and overcompensations. And it only takes one little thing, especially the older we get, to cause a problem. So I want you to think about that. Think about that. Are my knees hurting? What can I do to correct my knees from hurting? So what I've done as a trainer is I've made it a point to strengthen the hips, mainly the gluteus medius, right? The hip flexor, but the gluteus medius mainly, right? These things this part of the body is neglected in so many different ways because of how much we sit. So if you look at the anatomy of the hip, the movement and stability of our hips and knees work together anyway, right? So that's why it is so connected with one another. Can you imagine how amazing the body is, guys, right? And they also share several muscles. So the hips and the knees share several muscles. So if one area is tight, i.e. your hips, then that's probably why your knees are hurting. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember back in the early days of Steph Curry's career, he had a lot of twisted ankles. I think it was a lot of rolled ankles. He was having a lot of injuries, and they did surgery on his ankles. They did these type of things, and they come out. One of his strength coaches or the therapist on site. I'm not really sure. I can't remember how the story goes, but bottom line is that they realized that his hips were pretty weak. Even an athlete like himself, his hips were pretty weak, and that's what was causing for the continuous ankle sprains, right? So what he's decided to do is to strengthen up the hips. And if you've noticed, right, by them doing that, and of course they did have a surgery, but by them doing that with the rehabilitating or strengthening up the hips, they noticed, and you can see, he hasn't been injured like that anymore. He hasn't done the whole injury thing again, maybe here and there, but mainly for the most part, you know, he's doing okay. Right. Well, that's one of the things they do as far as rehab. They strengthen the hips. Another thing, right? There are there's been studies or cases, right, where who are they? Long distance runners, right? Like the people that run on the road, right? The marathoners, those guys. And especially the female marathon. There was a female marathoner who had suffered a meniscus tear, I think it was, or ACL injury. Anyway, they said, they talked to her therapist, and they said that her hips was really weak. And so they went into this whole thing of strengthening her hips. And she was so grateful and happy because it eliminated the knee problems. So again, sometimes you may not need surgery. You might need to just strengthen your hips. So I want you to remember that. You have knee pains. That's the first thing you want to do is strengthen your hips, right? The reason why is because there's weakness in the hip, especially like I told you about the gluteus medius, right? Weakness in your gluteus medius muscle may be caused by injury, or it can develop due to a lack of exercise, right? Weakness in your hip flexor muscles in the front of your hip, which was what I was talking about earlier, because you're constantly seated, right? Your legs are in a seated position. In the front of your hip may lead to weakness in your gluteus medius muscles in the back and side of your hip. This has been called, they have labeled this dormant butt syndrome. I'm not making that up, guys. They have labeled it dormant butt syndrome, right? So understanding that is very, very important. I'm actually just read a little bit from this article from this website called Very Well Health. Excuse me. So anyway, so when your gluteus medius muscles become weak, it allows your thigh to rotate and pull inwards abnormally. You'd have to see that on the scale, but just kind of imagine your thigh rotating and pulling inward abnormally. So this is what they're also calling collapsing the kinetic chain. We talked about the kinetic chain, right? So the kinetic chain is now collapsed when this happens. This abnormal position of your thigh can put excessive stress and strain around your knee joint and kneecap, which is your patella. This collapsing kinetic chain is often an indirect cause of an anterior cruciate ligament or ACL injury. This can happen when the knee collapses in, right? So that's, again, possibly due to the weak glutes and weak hips. So that happens while you're running or jumping and the knee buckles in, tearing the ACL. So if an athlete, somebody that trains on a regular basis, can receive a collapsing kinetic chain, right, from weak hips, what does that say for the rest of the regular population, right? Those that are not active, those that sit for a long period of time, those that, just let life get in the way of their physical health, right? And a lot of times people, because many strength coaches or many trainers, they don't think about that. They only focus on the surface muscles or the muscles that look good and not really taking the time to train overall the entire body, the entire structure, the anatomy, the going through and figuring out, okay, this is the problem. I'm seeing this as a problem, but what's causing this? And let's train that. So you got to be able to get that to kids too. So if you have a trainer, guys, if you are working with a trainer, try and find one that has understanding of that, especially if you are experiencing knee pains and things like that, okay? So with that being said, guys, we're going to take a quick break, guys. I don't want to bore you. We're going to make a quick one, but we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. And then we're going to come back and we're going to finish out this topic about knee pain. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back and we're talking about knee pains. How do they come? What can you do to get rid of them? And things like that. Again, guys, we are a personal training company. We do personal training here. If you are not only in the Spring, Texas area or surrounding areas, if you are in anywhere in the world, I have an app. We have the More Balanced Training app, guys. We can train you no matter where you're at. If we have video call on this app, guys, we have, I can customize your program. I can give you, a personalized program. You can go in there, you can buy a pre-made program. I'm about to create a kettlebell workout, that you can do. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes depending on how much effort you put in. It's very effective. But that's the app. So go to More Balanced Training, in the Play Store and an Apple, and then go ahead and download it. Like I said, I'm about to put that on there, and you have some other things. But if whatever you need, if you're trying to get serious about your fitness goals for 2023, I cannot believe we're here. If you're serious about your fitness goals, about your health, if you're serious about being able to walk up a flight of stairs without being tired, okay, or any of these things like that, guys, if you're serious about that, give me a call. If not me, find you a professional to work with that's going to be serious and going to help you achieve the goals you are. And then also, as you are finding this trainer, guys, I have to say this. You have to put the effort in. I know things are rough out there right now. I know things are tight. We're all feeling the effects of the economy and things like that, guys. But your health is your wealth. Health is number one in your life. You only get one body, you only get one, right? And you want to be able to ride it until you can't ride it no more. If you're going to take care of your car, right, put the oil in the car and so it can run, change the tires, everything like that, you can do that to your own body. Don't let the check engine light come on in your own body before you do something about it. All right. So with that being said, let's get back to the topic, guys. I don't want to get on that, but just remember that as you are preparing and getting ready for the new year, right? Because with the new year's, when New Year's comes, New Year's resolutions, and you want to be able to stick with this goal this year, right? That's our whole plan. Anyway, we're talking about the knees. Oh my goodness. If you've ever experienced knee pain, you know what I'm talking about. It is not fun, but we are here to tell you. The information, again, we got to remind you, the information here is for educational purposes only. It's not deemed as medical advice whatsoever. We are coming from personal experience with client training. We're also coming from, because I work with therapists and stuff like that as well, guys. So we're coming from their understanding, and we're also coming from medical information that we find. All right. So I want to give you all that, but I want you to take this into consideration. So guys, if you are feeling any type of weakness in your knees are hurting and you realize that, you know, I do sit an awful lot, go find somebody, go find a medical professional that can help you target that, can see you, they can take you and look at your walk, your gait. Maybe you are a little bit overweight. Maybe that's a part of it, can cause it too. That's another part of it. But I don't want to focus on that, guys, but I would definitely want to focus on the fact that the hips are weak. Well, that can also be a factor too if you are feeling knee pains because you could be overweight. Right. We're not shaming nobody here. We just want to give the straight facts, as much information as possible. And you can make an educated decision on your own part to see, you know, I have been feeling this. Maybe I should go have it checked out. OK, but you want to, as you are looking at this and you're looking and say, OK, I have knee pains right now. This is what I have. I know I sit 15 hours a day, which is not hard to do. We've talked about this before on this platform. Right, we broke it down as you go to work. If you got to drive an hour to work, that's sitting. Or if you're sitting on some train or public transportation, that's a couple of hours right there sitting. Then you get into your desk if you're working at an office desk or something, or whatever you're doing, you're sitting. Right, then you drive home, sitting. Then you, if you do go to the gym, sometimes a lot of people, they use the machines. Nothing wrong with the machines. Don't get me wrong. I'll give machines to people that do not move regularly in the start, but for the most part, it's all about moving. Right. But if you sit on, that's another part of sitting. Maybe if you're at the gym for an hour, you're sitting on a machine. Then you sit in your car to go home. Then you go to in front of your house, or you turn on TV. You sit there. You sit for dinner. You sit. Again, we were not made to sit that much. And some of our lifestyle, the way we are taking care of ourselves nowadays as humans is, oh my goodness, it's taking a toll on our bodies. And a lot of the injuries that the medical professionals see are not off of athletic injuries. They're not the only ones that get injured. It's from regular everyday people that do regular jobs, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm not saying whatever. You could be a lawyer. Just you're not physically working. Even people that physically work, because if they're doing something incorrectly or if they're doing something over time, which is overuse injury, injuries can happen. Injuries are there, right? The whole purpose of it is try to prevent these injuries or to have less of them, right? Anyway, but so you want to be able to, you want to help with that. You want to strengthen that, right? There are exercises that you can do that will help strengthen it. There's a lot of band work you can do to strengthen it. If you're in a gym, you can buy bands in the Amazon, right? You can buy bands anywhere and then sent to your house, and you can do these exercises for your hips. If you were in any type of rehab situation, if you're listening to me, you've done rehab before, a lot of the exercises that you can do to help strengthen it are the same. A lot of exercises that physical therapists use when they're getting their clients or their patients back to health, right? So it's a lot of the same things. If you have feeling, here's a little disclaimer. If you have had any type of surgery or you've done rehab before in the past and these things are bothering you, do not forget the exercises that the rehab or the physical therapist gave you. Start doing those, right? More times, 9 times out of 10, you can help relieve these things by doing the things that they give you, right? But you want to strengthen the hips. So there's bands you can do, guys. There's, of course, you can go to the gym. There are even bodyweight exercises you can do that will help with that. There's the use of this, what's called a BAPS board. It's an old school, if you were an ex-athlete and you went in a training room back in high school, sometimes they would have these BAPS boards in there. Working on your muscle control, right? Not working on your balance, right? As we get older, our balance starts going, just falling apart, like a lot of other things. But if you train your balance, you could be okay. Like we're in the winter months now. So a lot of older people, they'll fall because their balance has deteriorated. And that's where the injuries happen from. So we can actually eliminate a lot of those if we can get some older people and just show them some different, just some basic balancing exercises to help them, like when they're walking around. But anyway, I don't want to digress, but I'm just giving you the information. So there's many things that you can do to help strengthen the hips. Okay. So guys, that's all I want to get at is when you're looking at these things, right? Because I want to wrap it up. I don't want to spend a whole lot more time on this. But when you're looking at these things for anything, if whatever injury you've had, like sometimes there's traumatic injuries and my goodness, your injury is what your injury is. But if you have these nagging injuries or these things that just won't stop or they keep coming back or they won't go away, you might want to think of, well, what is it specifically that's really bothering me? And how can we address that so I don't have to spend all this time, all this money, all these resources, all this energy into trying to figure out what it is, okay? So I would recommend, as a fitness professional, I would recommend going to go see a physical therapist first before you go to a doctor, primary doctor, because a physical therapist can also test you, can also see, look at your gait. They can also see, oh, well, this is what I'm seeing, and this is probably why. They see this all the time, right? So go to them first if you're able to. Try and get a referral or go to them first. And then if the therapist sees, like, no, what, it's a little more than what I can do, then you go to the other thing. But at least they can give it a try. They can give you some exercises. They can tell you what to do. But again, if you get these exercises, you got to do them, right? It's like the person that, I don't know the best way to say this. It's not like a microwave or anything. You're not going to get instant results. You have to do the work or the necessary steps to receive the results that you want to receive. You can do the exercises one time. That's not going to make a difference. All right. So guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys have had a happy holiday with your family. And it was November, and as well as the New Year's and all those things coming up, guys. Seriously, as you're going through this time, I'm not sure if with the schedule and everything, if I'll be able to post or put up another podcast before the New Year, but definitely, most high willing, we will be back with a new episode, and we try to keep them weekly because I like presenting this information to whoever wants to listen. All right, guys, I thank you for everything. If you need any help, if you need anything from me, send me an email, reach out to me at support at morebalancetraining.com. Email me and let me know if you have any questions, if you're just interested in a training program, if you're out of state, whatever, guys, hit me up. But I want you all to have a very safe holiday. Take care of yourself. I would even hope that you could, I know things are busy, but if you could even get started on your workout, your New Year's resolutions now, so it'll be easier and you can continue on and be successful. All right. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, you have a happy, happy, happy holiday. And with that being said, keep moving forward.